Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we'll be discussing the fear of being alone. And I know that the fear of being alone, well, many of us feel that. Many of us are worried or fear that fact of being alone, of coming home alone, not having someone there to share our life. But sometimes we may settle. We may even hold ourselves back or hold ourselves down by the choices we make based on the fear of being alone. And I find that a lot of people are doing that nowadays. I've gone online and I've searched the fear of being alone and the fear of being alone and settling and all those types of things. And there's millions of blog posts about settling and the fear and where people get to and where their life is and how that becomes and the negativity that spurs out of it and all those things that spiral out of control when our fear has gotten out of control. When our fear has become bigger than life. And when our fear has pushed us down into a place that we might not be able to identify ourselves anymore. We might not even be able to see ourselves anymore. We may not be able to feel who we are anymore because we're so disconnected from whom we really are, because that's what we had to do to be able to get into that situation, to be able to get into that relationship, because over time you began to lose yourself more and more and more. And I understand we all have to make sacrifices at some point, but sometimes we sacrifice our entire identity over time, losing ourselves piece by piece and the inability to speak up out of the fear of being alone. Because if we speak up and we say something, if somebody's telling us something that we don't agree with, that we don't appreciate, that goes against our values, there's that possibility that they will leave. And so constantly giving them carte blanche to do what they want, going back again over and over again, no matter what, when somebody's saying certain things to you or acting certain ways. You know, actions do speak louder than words. And so the first thing I want to discuss in today's show, and many of you might be listening to the radio live for this show, but you might be listening to it later on in the podcast form. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's the same show. And it's interesting because what I find is that many of us have this fear. And many times that fear has gone away because we've been in a relationship for a long period of time, so you don't think about it. It doesn't come to mind very often. It's not something that you think about because you've been in that relationship that's been hiding that fear. But also through that relationship, you've been settling for things in that relationship, settling things that you might not want to settle for. Perhaps that person doesn't like your friends. You know, perhaps they are not a social person. And so they don't like you going out. They don't like you doing things. They have issues with that. Also, you know, they might not work and you work, and so that might be an imbalance where they don't understand your schedule. And so you're having problems explaining that, and so that's causing a wedge. You know, it's like also it could be the fact that they don't like to do what you like to do. They don't want to do those types of things, and so you find yourself getting stuck doing the things that they want to do. Constantly finding yourself in that position and not knowing really what to do and just basically acquiescing to it. And I find that a lot of people are acquiescing to doing what other people want to do because of the fear of being alone. They don't want to be alone. They don't want to deal with it. And that's problematic. And so in the process of not dealing with being alone, we usually over time lose ourselves. And I'll give you a good example. You have many people that get, you know, connected to somebody in their life and they end up committing to this person, but the person has a completely different personality as they do. So you connect the introvert with the extreme extrovert. And then there you have it. You have this entire situation that formulates. And it's one thing if both people understand themselves and they understand, hey, I might not like what you like to do and you may not like what I like to do, but I'm going to respect the fact that you do what I do, what you do, and I'll respect what I do. And so that is an issue right there. That is something that I feel is something that has to be discussed, because, you know, the problem is that if you don't respect the other person and you don't respect their personality and what they bring to the table, all you're going to end up doing is you're going to be trying to change their personality. You're going to be trying to change their personality to match yours. And that just doesn't work. If somebody loves you and they get into a relationship for real love, the idea of changing that other person is not real love at all. The idea of changing that other person is asinine, because you really can't change another person. You can't. And in the trying to change that other person is what leads to the pain and agony as well. And so I want us to really think about that, because many of us are in relationships where the other person has tried to change you, tried to change your personality. And in the beginning, it was probably very different, because in the beginning, if they were trying to change you, I don't think you would have stuck around. In the beginning, if somebody's trying to change you, I don't think you're going to be like, oh, this is great. You're going to be like, hey, this isn't what I signed up for. This is who I am. That's not who I am. This is probably not going to work. Let's not waste any more time. No, actually, quite the contrary. Usually in the beginning of a relationship, somebody is telling you, somebody may be telling you, what you want to hear. But the other side of the coin could be the fact of the fear of being alone, and that you might be hearing things, but you think that you can honestly change them. You might be hearing things, but you actually think you can change them from what they're actually saying. So what they're saying no longer holds ground, and you're like, oh, I hear what they're saying. They want me to stay home. They don't want me to go out with my friends, whatever. They're just talking out the side of their mouth. But these are the things that we need to heed. These are the situations that we need to make ourselves aware of, because when that happens, why is that happening? When that happens, how do we change that? When that happens, how do we get our life back? How do we honestly get our life back? And that's something that I want us to really, really look at in today's show, is that, okay, I have that fear, but this isn't aligning. And so if you're in a relationship right now where the other person is telling you what they want you to do, or they're getting angry at you for being who you are, you got to really step back and ask yourself, you know, what does this really mean? If somebody is getting angry at you for being you, how does that change? And how and who can change that? Because to me, in the very beginning, it was that way. In the very beginning, you were probably you. But that person puts you on a pedestal and accepted that because they also did not want to be alone. And so these are the things that really create static in relationships, because we're unable to really understand or see that truth. You see what I'm saying? So we don't realize that that person was acting a certain way in the beginning to get our attention. That person was acting a certain way in the beginning to get us to like them, to get us to fall for them. And then over time, that person and how they felt about us in the beginning begins to wane. Or their fear of abandonment or their fear of being alone got in the way in the beginning and colored what they saw in the relationship. These are very fascinating pieces, and these are things that we got to think about, because honestly, I mean, I think that a relationship cannot be perfect. So the idea of a perfect relationship is asinine, and I don't believe that that's possible. However, I will say that when you're having to settle for lots of different things that you do not want, you have to ask yourself, you know, why am I still in this relationship? What's the reasoning for it? You know, and those are the questions that we have to ask. So, but the biggest question is, if you're having to change who you are as a person or give up things that are very important to you to stay in it, you've got to really measure what this is about and does this benefit you? And, you know, it's interesting. I find that, you know, I have clients that talk about how, you know, they can't work, you know, like they can't work at home. Like everything was going well, and then all of a sudden their significant other was like, I can't stand you doing work at home, or you're on the computer all the time, where you're on the phone all the time, you know, dealing with work issues, and it's just challenging and overwhelming, and I just can't handle it anymore. And that's fine, but how do you begin to live your life? How do you continue to live your life? How do you continue to do what you need to do to propel your life forward? How do you do that? How do you move forward in your life? How do you move forward in doing what you need to do? How do you move forward in being who you need to be? Good questions, right? All good questions. Because if this is something that is you, or this is your work, or this is your career, how do you even get around that? And I know that we can move around schedules and timing and such like that, but some you just can't. And so people have to be willing to give and take on certain things. And when somebody is very rigid, it can be really challenging because it's their way or the highway. And in that situation, you have to really ask yourself the real important questions. Is this going to work for me? Does this work for me? Can we, I know, where are we going with this? What does this mean to me? How does this look to me? And these are the things that we really have to kind of look at and understand and think about. You know, so it's that settling part. And not only settling, but kind of going into the acceptance of bad behavior. You know, how many of you out there right now are accepting bad behavior in your relationship because you don't want to be alone? So the person might be constantly, you know, giving you the ultimatum, ultimatums, or being mean or cruel in commentary, you know, maybe calling you names or, you know, packing up their bags and leaving, you know, and doing the whole packing up the bags and the whole stress out every night. You know, I remember I worked with a client one time, and well, several clients actually, but I remember one situation in particular where their significant other, you know, after they had had a certain amount of alcohol a night, would literally go into the room, pack two bags, yell and scream at the top of their lungs that they're leaving in front of the children, go out to the car, put the bags in the car, rev up the engine of the vehicle, and sit in the parking lot yelling at my client, and then eventually taking off for a few hours and coming back. And this became a consistent pattern almost every other night. And it started one time randomly, and then from then on off, it just took off. And I think a lot of you are in these types of relationships where the person is constantly threatening you to leave. And they're threatening you. And, you know, being threatened, you know, to leave is a scary place. And if somebody knows that you have fear issues, they will prey upon your fears. And this is what you really need to be aware of too, because the threatening to leave, especially the over and over again, and then they don't follow it up. They don't follow it up with any action. They talk a big game, no action. Talk a big game, no action. And that's where I feel like we need to look at the situations we're in. Because even if you're that person that's on the side of the coin that had their wife or husband try to pack up the bags the other day, why is it that you're so fearful of this person leaving if the situation is where it is? Why is that giving you such spasms instead of the actual commentary and actions of that person? And you know, why isn't that something that needs to be talked about? Because I think that that right there is what needs to be talked about. That's the elephant in the room, and it's really not the elephant in the room. It is. It's right there. It's right in plain sight. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the fear of being alone and how that fear can hold you down and hold you back and put you in a position where you are settling in your life and accepting bad behavior. And that can be something that's very, very challenging because you can be in a relationship that's okay, and maybe it started off better than it is now. Most of them do. And all of a sudden it goes from that to Harry Carey. And so they have problems in your personality. They don't like how you are. They start judging the very things that they actually liked about you. And that can be very, very challenging too when somebody's judging you, judging against you the things that they actually found attractive or liked in the first place. And those are the things that I want us to begin to see. Those are the things that I want us to think about because this is some very powerful, powerful stuff. Okay, this is some powerful stuff that we need to analyze and look at. And so if you are being told that you are not good enough for the things or they're finding faults in you for things that you are and have been throughout the relationship, this is a major red flag. And so you might be accepting this bad behavior. And like I was talking about before the break, the person that's constantly threatening to leave, packing their bags, walking out, that type of thing, is really bad behavior all in all. But the point is that why are you accepting it? And the fear is of being alone, right? So that's why we're accepting it. You don't want to be alone, so you deal with this bad behavior. But at some point, the bad behavior does have to be called out. At some point, the bad behavior, if not called out, will not get any better. And I feel like, too, is that part of the issue of the bad behavior is the other person feels like held back or trapped as well. So you have maybe possibly two people who fear the fear of abandonment or the fear of being alone, and they're both fighting it. And so they're constantly fighting that fear, and you have that issue. Or somebody needs the relationship for an outside reason. They need the relationship for another reason, whether that has been voiced or not. And you have both people needing the relationship for something, whether it's for financial security, you know, whether it's because they want to have a child, whether it's because they too don't want to be alone. There's lots of different reasons why people do things. And I mean, the list goes on. You can kind of imagine those for yourself. And so a lot of times both people come into the relationship with a need that's not about love and not about that connection. And both people are dealing with that situation, and so it's being shown in multiple levels. And that's something that's very interesting. And I feel like that leads us to allowing what we don't want in our lives, when somebody is giving us things in our life that we don't want. And see, the fear factor and the problem is that you don't have the conversations. Because you're fearful of what's going to come out of it, or you're fearful of how the other person's going to respond. And in that fear, you don't have that conversation. In that fear, you continue to allow these things to go on. And the longer we allow the things to go on, the more problems we actually have. And that's something that I really want us to look at today. It's something that we really need to analyze. It's something we need to focus on and see. Because until we actually get that right, until we actually understand that, we can't really move forward. Because we're stuck in a fear that's keeping us in bad behavior, that's keeping us in a situation that's not working, and we're going to have the big conversations. And I know that some of you might say, well, I'm in it financially, or I'm in it for this or that, or I can't even see my life without this person, but I'm not happy. And, you know, if that's where you're at, this is the content to be listening to right now, because this might help you think about your situation better. It might help you get more answers and knowledge. And in the end, it's going to help you to really think and focus your energy in the right place. So stay tuned. There's much more coming up, a lot more coming up. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any...
USA News Update, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the Florida National Guard in response to the arrival of hundreds of migrants to the Florida Keys. DeSantis accuses President Biden of ignoring the migrant crisis. For his part, President Biden will be heading to the southern USA border tomorrow to speak with local officials in El Paso, Texas, along with members of the Border Patrol as the surge in migrants takes place there. California Republican Kevin McCarthy became House Speaker early this morning. That allowed for members of the House of Representatives to finally get sworn in. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York also made history as the first black lawmaker to lead a political party in Congress. Los Angeles County officials want people to mask up for the next 10 days to help prevent the spread of COVID after the holidays. The advice comes as the new variant XBB 1.5 becomes the dominant variant across the country. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing the fear of being alone and how that fear of being alone can hold you down, can hold you back, can keep you in unhealthy relationships where you settle and you accept bad behavior. And when we accept bad behavior and we don't do anything about it, we get more bad behavior because that's just the nature of it. If somebody is giving it and we just keep accepting it, they just assume we're going to keep accepting it, and that's the reality of that. So why not? Why not keep giving it? And I think that that's important to kind of analyze. That's important to see and understand, is that we're accepting that bad behavior. We're allowing what we don't want to allow in our life. We're allowing and accepting what we don't want. And that is causing us massive amount of problems in our life. And those problems are being created, and those problems are creating a lot of problems because we're beginning to not feel like ourselves. We're losing our identity. And through that process of losing our identity, this is becoming a bigger problem. And so that's the point. That's the caveat, right? That's the caveat. And so we want to be able to confront our fears, right? So that's one of the big things, is confronting our fears. And by confronting our fears, we might have to have the big confrontations. When we confront our fears, we might have to have the big confrontations. And the conflict might be there, and we have to show and discuss the elephant in the room, because otherwise, what do we have? We're not being honest. We're not being truthful. We're not allowing ourselves to be honest about the situation. We're not calling out the situation. You know, when I was working with many clients where they had the push and pull, or the push and person would start the fight and then leave that night and go do whatever and come back late that night and you didn't know where they were, and they would start, you know, all that whole thing. And it's like, you know, why are we doing this? What is the purpose of that? You are very upset or angry, but the other side of it is you're wanting me to come find you. You're wanting me to do this because I want to see I want to get your attention. I want you to do this. And then there's a control factor as well. And when we start getting into relationships where people are super controlling, that's where we begin to lose our identity. And that is so critical. You know, it's critical to see. When we lose our identity, it's critical to see. And so that is something that is something we need to get to the bottom of and understand. So one of the things that I find too with that fear of being alone is jumping into relationships very quickly, and jumping into relationships that have red flags. Jumping in with people that have red flags, jumping into relationships with red flags, all these things are definitely a sign of that fear of being alone. And jumping into a relationship very quickly and really jumping in and really getting into a relationship so quick and so fast because of that fear. And, you know, for the most part, that situation is not helpful. For the most part, that situation creates even more problems because of why? Because we are now in a situation where we're in a relationship that we really don't know. We really don't know the person that well. We just don't. And in the process of not knowing the person that well, we've gotten ourselves into a situation where every day we're probably learning about it. But over time, if the person wants to be controlling, they will begin to show their cards over time. And that is interesting because many of you are not even prepared to see that. You're not even prepared that this is going to happen to you. So it kind of comes out of left field for you. It's something you're not prepared for. You can't even believe it's happening. And you're overwhelmed that it's happening. But in reality, why not? And that's where I feel like when it comes out of left field, it takes people by, you know, surprise. Oh my God, I didn't know that this person was going to be like this. Doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man. Men and women can be very controlling and manipulative. And so when we're dealing with both sides of this coin, it's interesting because it's something that you probably weren't expecting because you weren't getting that type of conversation or connection before. You didn't expect it. And I want you to really think about that, because if that's happening in your relationship now, the more you acquiesce to what they want you to do, the more you give in, the more you lose yourself in the relationship. And this is all by design. This whole thing is by design. The control, which is to eventually control you. Even if the person doesn't hold the cards. Right? So even if the person doesn't hold the cards, they can still try to control you. So I want you to think about that. One of the biggest things that I find is that if somebody has nothing to lose, they're probably not your best choice for anything. And I'm going to do a whole show on that, and maybe a whole series, because if you got nothing to lose, if you match up with someone that has nothing to lose, this can be catastrophic. And I feel that a lot of people get into relationships with people that have nothing to lose because they're getting something out of it that they weren't getting from somewhere else, or whether it's the sex, or whether it's something, the communication, or maybe it's a love bombing in the beginning, whatever it looks like, there's something that that person's getting that they want. But we have to be careful. We have to be so super careful, because that can change on a moment's notice. That can change on a moment's notice. And that's something that I feel is very important to understand. Because when those things start changing, you need to see the change. You need to see the change. Okay? You've got to grasp the fact that this is actually really happening. And I think a lot of people just kind of give into it in the very beginning. It's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Oh, okay, well, we just had this argument. And you know what? I did do this and I did do that. And you know what? I it is what it is. But if you keep doing that over and over again and giving this person carte blanche, you're allowing them to control you. And the more you allow them to control you, the more you lose sight of who you are. The more you lose sight of who you are, the more questionable you become, and the more like codependent you become in this relationship, which makes it even worse. Which makes the situation even worse. And that's what's so painful. That's what's so brutally painful. Is that it makes it worse and worse and worse, and it creates this catastrophic situation, and there you are dealing with picking up the pieces. And I don't think that that's helpful. I feel like that gets us even more off target, because you're dealing with somebody that's super controlling, somebody that's super rigid. Okay? Super controlling and super rigid. And controlling and rigid are not good things. Those are not good qualities. And over time, you're either gonna continue to follow and do what they want you to do, or you're gonna basically get really super resentful. You know, one of the biggest frustrations that many people have when they're in these types of relationships is the struggle to communicate. They just can't. They just don't seem to be able to communicate, that is. And that is something that you really want to think about. The struggle to communicate. If you're struggling to communicate in your relationship and you are not understood and they don't understand you, that's a problem. That's a big problem. And if you try to explain yourself more and more and they seem to not be understanding, or they don't accept what you're telling them, that's a huge red flag. Because you've got to be able to communicate effectively and feel good about it. You got to feel good about the communication. You got to feel good about what's going on. Feel good about the connection. But if you feel like you're constantly coming up short, this is definitely a problem. This is definitely something that needs to be fixed or addressed or communicated. But if you're avoiding those conversations out of fear of losing this relationship, again, we're going to find ourselves in another not very good, unhealthy place. Because the only way that we can let go of toxicity in a relationship is to be having communication and to basically state our feelings in a positive manner. Sometimes that can be hard. Sometimes that can be really hard. But it's also seeing, okay, let's look at the control factors here. Because you know when you're being controlled. You can feel it. You can sense it. Something seems off. You know, and some of you might not be able to sense it. Some of you may not be able to see it because you've been controlled for so long. That you've been under this control for so long. You can't see it. And if you can't see it, that's a problem. If you can't see it, that's a problem. That's something that we need to think about. That's something that we need to analyze. And that's something that we have to understand. And so looking at your relationship, are you being controlled? Are you not allowed to do what you want to do? And what is that? What are you not being allowed to do? Is it to see folks, see your friends, see your family, you know, work schedule? What is it that they are stopping you from doing or wanting to stop you from doing or making your life a living hell when you try? What is that? What does that look like? And I want you to really, really analyze this because this is some very important stuff. These are some very important highlights that we're talking about that can really shine some light into your life. And I think one of the biggest things, too, is that fear of being alone and not being able to see yourself alone. And so many of you might have been in relationships for a very long time. And because you've been in it for a very long time, you can't see it not being around. You can't see the relationship not being there. The idea of not being in the relationship gives you fear. I mean, and if that's the case and the relationship is, and the idea of not being in that relationship is giving you fear, that's something that we have to really understand. Because if you can't see yourself out of that relationship, even if it's not really working, what are you going to do? And I think a lot of people are in that position where they can't see themselves outside of the relationship. They can't see themselves outside of it at all. And they can't even see themselves at all in a different situation. And, you know, if that's the case, what is the mind block? What is the block? And I'm sure the block is what the fear. So you need to look past that. Look past that fear. And the only way to look past that fear is to really understand nothing is forever. Nothing is constant forever. So the relationship you're in is not forever. If you get out of the relationship, you being on your own is not forever. So there's lots of different things to really look at and understand that we need to understand and look at to be able to really recognize what are the options and what are the future. Because I think that many people get so scared when they're going to leave a relationship or they're worried, oh my God, I'm going to be alone forever. But that's just not right. That's not possible. I mean, unless you choose it. But I think also, too, we jump into these relationships because we don't want to be alone. And so we're grasping for straws and you're like trying to find the best out of the situation when that situation might not have things to offer that's the best for you. And so again, there you go into a controlling relationship or a controlled situation where you really don't have any autonomy and you're losing yourself over a period of time. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about this concept of the fear of being alone and things that you can do to make some changes. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been discussing the fear of being alone and how the fear of being alone is actually holding us back. And we're settling and accepting bad behavior, allowing what we don't want in our lives, allowing other people to control us, and not really saying anything out of the fear of that person leaving. And many times this puts us in a really bad, unstable situation because the person's needing to be called out for their actions and you're needing to state for the record what you are seeing and get them to see their behaviors. But in fact, you don't want to do that because of the control factor, because of the fear of being alone. So you'd rather let that continue than to actually face the situation and combat it once and for all. And you know, one of the things that I find so interesting is just those conversations, is like having those conversations and communicating and knowing that there might be times where you might communicate where that's just it. Like you'll communicate and that person might have a big problem with what you're saying. But all in all, the more that we stay quiet, the more that we don't talk about our feelings, the more that we get more resentful and angry as each moment goes by. And that's something that I really want you to think about. That's something that I want us to really analyze and look at, because if that's causing problems in your life, that might be a situation that we need to understand. And if that is causing problems in your life and you are dealing with this, why are you not having the big conversations? If you're being alone, but what about this? What about your anger? What about your resentment? What about the concept that you might be not finding that great person that you could really get along with and share your life with because you're staying in a situation that's not the best situation. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to meet somebody when you're in a relationship. You know, you can't put yourself, you can't be like on dating sites and stuff like that and in a committed relationship. It doesn't really work that way. Can't be going out there trying to date when you're in that, because that doesn't really work that way either. So you're kind of off the market, obviously, and you're dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety in your life. But at the same time, you're avoiding possibly the best situation you could find. You're avoiding somebody that could actually be very helpful and healthy in your life. And those are some things that we really got to analyze. Those are some things that we got to understand. Because we could be holding ourselves back from the best relationship ever by settling because of our fear. And remember, too, if somebody is controlling you and they're upset with you, too. So they're not happy about the relationship. There's a reason why they're not happy either. So you have two people who are having issues with the relationship. You have two people who are unhappy about the status quo. And where does that lead us to? Where does that go? And that's something I want us to think about, because I think if we start looking at that and analyzing that as it is, we can begin to really understand where we are coming from, but we can also, if we step back enough, we can understand where that other person is coming from. Because a lot of times that person might be in it because of the fear of being alone as well, or another reason. Maybe it's financial, and you step back and you realize, okay, this person's in this relationship because of the financial situation. Do I want to continue to aid and abet in that? And do I want to accept this poor behavior based on it? I mean, because if somebody's getting something out of the relationship, everybody's got to be feeling, you know, good about the relationship. It can't just be being one-sided. But I really want you to think about that. Why are you in that relationship? And how intense is the fear? And are you willing to face that fear and have those conversations that you need to have? And if you are willing to have the conversations, how often are you willing to have them? Because you know what? It's going to take time and effort to get that person to really understand and listen. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not an overnight thing. And so those are some things that you got to take into consideration as well. It's not an overnight thing. And think about that. And so if you're needing to have the conversations, writing down, what are some of the conversations I need to be having? And what are those conversations about? And accepting the fact that there are conversations that are needed. Accept the fact that these conversations need to be had. And then allow those conversations to come about. But you're going to have to spearhead it. And especially if you feel like you're being controlled, you're going to have to discuss it. And be okay with the fact that they might get very angry or upset. And you'll have to be the person of reason in the situation and be the leader. Because you know what? In the end, we're only as strong as our fears. And our fears break us down. Our fears tear us apart. And we are only as strong as our fears. And so remember that in these situations, we have to combat the fear by standing up for ourselves and doing what's right for ourselves. And ultimately, that'll be right for others as well. It'll be right for others as well. I hope that this show has helped you and the content has sparked some thought and positive thought in your head and some movement as well to move forward. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.